And the reason that somebody needs to get up and preach hard is because if I don't get up and preach hard and lay it out there, then what you have is Baptist churches filled with people who think Catholics are saved. And I've been in independent fundamental Baptist churches. I've been in, you know, other denominations of Baptist churches where they think John Paul is saved. I mean, I remember one time I was at a swimming pool party with a youth group of a Baptist church. This is when I was about 16. And somebody had a towel over their head like this because they had just gotten out of the pool. And somebody said to this girl, "Hey, you look like Mother Teresa with that towel on your head." And I said, "I have an impression of Mother Teresa." I said, "Here's my impression of Mother Teresa. Because she's dead." "Oh, man, you know." And then I said, "Oh, you don't like that one? Here's another impression of Mother Teresa." "Ah!" I said, "Because she's burning in hell right now." And every single person at that pool party condemned me and said, "How dare you judge her? How dare you say that she's in hell? She was a wonderful, godly Christian," they said. "Wonderful, godly Christian. She was greater than any of us." And I said to them, "How do you know that?" I said, "Have you ever heard Mother Teresa say a single word?" And they said, "No." I said, "Do you know what language Mother Teresa speaks? Is it English?" "I don't know." "Well," I said, "well, that proves you've never heard anything that she's ever said." And I said, "What do you know about Mother Teresa?" "Well, she's Catholic." "Okay, what else do you know about?" "Oh, she did good things." So I said to these teenagers, I said, "Is that how you get to heaven? By being Catholic and doing good things?" That's what I said to them. And this was like a wake-up call for me. Because I thought that most of my friends were saved. But at the end of that conversation, I realized they all virtually had no clue that salvation was by faith alone. And they were like, "Well, you do have to do good works." I'm like, "Whoa, this is a Baptist church." I'm telling you, this is where we're at today, friend. A lot of these Baptist churches, look, if you go soul winning, you'll talk to people from Baptist churches. They don't even know what the gospel is. And listen, in the end times, what we're seeing is an ecumenical movement where basically the Catholic Church is uniting with all these other churches and all these other religions.